And now we have an update and a response to one of your questions. During the Benghazi hearings, Obama administration officials said that despite the initial statement by UN Ambassador Susan Rice that that attack was a spontaneous response to an anti-Islam film, the attack actually had been planned by militants. That prompted one of our listeners to ask, do these hearings totally debunk, once and for all, the story that the Benghazi attack was all about a YouTube video protest, as put forth by a New York Times reporter in an interview on Here and Now? Well, that reporter is David Kirkpatrick, Cairo bureau chief of the New York Times. He didn't say the attacks were all about the video, but definitely a part. And we asked him to respond to our listener's question.
There was a large crowd there. The people in the crowd were saying they were motivated by this video. That crowd definitely included members of organized militant groups, including Ansar al-Sharia. We reported at the time that there were fighters with pickup trucks labeled with the Ansar al-Sharia logo outside.
Right.
The other thing we reported at the time that remains true is in the tinderbox of Benghazi, it doesn't take very much advanced planning or preparation to pull off an attack like this because there are lots of well-organized, heavily armed brigades or battalions just sitting around waiting to go. And some of them adhere to a ultra-conservative or extremist Islamist ideology. So what I was trying to say at the time, and I still believe, is it's a false dichotomy to say either this was an organized attack or it was a response to the video.
You're saying that there were organized attackers there, on short notice maybe, but also protesters who told your reporter that they'd heard about this video. And I think you said at the time, perhaps even they'd been rallied by those militants with word of that video, and that's why they were there.
Our reporters on the scene had not seen it themselves. They learned of the video from the attackers. The attackers said, you don't know why we're here? Haven't you seen this horrific video? And again, in the history of Benghazi, it's not without precedent to attack a foreign embassy because of an insult to the prophet. Yeah. It's happened many times.
So both are true in your mind still, organized attack and protesters.
Yeah, I stand by it.
David Kirkpatrick, Cairo bureau chief for the New York Times. So convinced? Maybe not so much? Let us know. And let's remind you of the many ways you can do that. You can leave a comment at hereandnow.org. You can also click on there and send an email. You can contact us at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. On Twitter, at hereandnow or at hereandnowrobin. Please, trying to build my base there. There's plenty of ways. And obviously, we read it all. We hear your questions and we appreciate them. We're going to take a break. When we come back, that new reality show about South Boston, here where we are. And now, how are people who live there liking that? Some, not so much. And that's in 1 minute, here and now.